auxquelles plusieurs questions ont même été directement adressées.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador, and thank you, participants, to this debate for this range of very interesting questions. And let me preface my answers by saying that I'm not the best person to answer questions about the next steps in the CD, especially when it comes to procedural issues. But let me echo my French colleagues who say that while the CD is stuck in procedural issues, a new nuclear arms race is brewing. And in that sense, the recent CIPRI report of the last few days was alarming in the sense that for the first time since 1986, the number of nuclear weapons is growing again after decades of decreasing numbers. So that is the situation in which you all need to decide which course to take. The Algerian, distinguished Algerian representative asked the question, why don't we start negotiating on nuclear disarmament instead of a FMCT? And my answer would be that that question is too big and too undifferentiated to have a specific negotiating goal. You need to break that down in different parts. And an FMCT is, with all its advantages and possibly disadvantages, is one of such specific concrete steps. The representative of Kazakhstan asked what the outcomes were of the reports of the GGEs. The answer is that the reports are publicly available. The old one is A7170, I think, or 7081. And it's a very interesting report because it analyzes all these different elements of an FMCT. If you ask what is the outcome is rather meager in the sense that it contains a number of more or less procedural recommendations, like the General Assembly should look into this, states should be asked for their views, etc. But the value is much more than the concluding part. The value is the analysis of all these different aspects that really chart a way forward with all the difficulties involved. I didn't mention existing stocks, and I know that it's a very important issue here in Geneva, so let me say something surprising and provocative. The issue of existing stocks is not an issue at all. And what I mean is the following. A cutoff of future production is a specific verifiable task that can be verified by a body, be it the IAEA or a standalone organization. Of course, the question of existing stocks, we all know that the states involved have all existing stocks. Many of the states, or at least three, I think, have published what they think they have produced, because what has been produced half a century ago is not always very well known, and not all records exist. So the real question behind the question of existing stocks is, what is the purpose you want to achieve when you say existing stocks should be taken into account? What is the purpose? Do you only want declarations? Do you want verification? Although we are talking about production many years ago, do you want to limit the states involved by what sort of use can they make of that material? So there are questions behind the question of existing stocks, and there will be disagreements about that. But saying to take into account existing stocks is not in itself an issue. Several speakers have already said that, yes, a moratorium, of course, would be very helpful to the extent that states have not formally agreed to a moratorium. Of course, it would build confidence. But at the same time, I agree with Tong Zhao that that would, in a number of cases, require high-level diplomacy. It's not an easy decision. And finally, I come to the interesting questions that the representative of Iran asked. An important question is, why not give responsibility to the IAEA in a similar way that the IAEA received the task in the NPT to verify NPT commitments? And in essence, I agree that there is a parallel there between a future FMCT and how the IAEA got the task to verify NPT commitments. But I pointed out that in the case of an FMCT, there are certain complications that were not there in the case of an NPT, and these differences need to be analyzed carefully. I could, for example, imagine that if not all key participants, participating states in an FMCT would not be represented in the Board of Governors, that the Board of Governors forms a subcommittee, like the Technical Assistance Committee, where only decisions could be made by consensus. That's just one idea, but it needs to be considered how that could work. And your other question, sir, was, would an FMCT not perpetuate a discrimination between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states? And the answer is perhaps, but it would reduce the difference between the two, because it would freeze the production of nuclear material and it would make the difference smaller. Thank you very much.